And welcome to Top Story. My name is Evans Mensah. And after weeks of clamour, the Chief Justice today finally allowed the ongoing explosive ambulance trial to be streamed live, revealing tense moments as the Attorney General wrapped up his cross-examination of the third accused, Richard Jagba. The AG sought to prove today that the 2.3 million euros worth of ambulances imported under the previous NDC administration were not fit for purpose. Now, the heart of the prosecution's case is their insistence that the letters of credit for the ambulances were improperly executed, causing financial loss to the state. Now, listen to this tense moment from today's trial as the AG Godfred Yeboah Adami clashed with Richard Jagba, who accused him of heckling, forcing the judge to step in.
Is that not correct? My lord, that's very simple. The contract was between DOG, represented by Ms. Obrien, and Big C. Is that not correct?
My lord, the contract was between the government of Ghana, represented by Minister of Health, and BC General Trading LLC.
Now, exhibit eight.
It's hold on. And BC General Trading LLC.
BC General LLC.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Now, exhibit X was addressed to the Minister for Health. Is that not correct? Exhibit X was addressed to the Minister for Health. Is that not
correct? Exhibit F,
X.
X.
That is what?
Indeed, was addressed to the Minister of Health.
Now, in Exhibit X, you do not find anywhere at all that the Minister for Health is directed to establish LC. To establish LC. Is that not correct?
My Lord.
Is that not correct?
As I was talking of exhibit, reading exhibit X, that is referring to.
Please read.
Do you see ask a question going back? I need to go back there to answer you.
Now, straight scrutiny. If there's a line in there, I will try you.
This banter is not helping anybody. It makes it difficult also to record accuracy.
Right.
Unfortunately, you are the one I can speak to because you are the leader of the
party. My
so
answer.
Please. The question is whether in Exhibit X, he said that it is true. Yes, I do not, you do not find it anywhere that they are established, they are to establish the question, the answer, please.
Madam, can you
please repeat the question?
In Exhibit X, do not find anywhere, do not find it anywhere at all. That's the Minister for Health or any person at all is directed to establish LCs. Is that not correct?
That is not correct.
Okay.
Because in Exhibit X, it is very, very clear and ambiguous here that, in other words, the government of Ghana is bound by the terms of the agreement and must proceed to perform them or risk paying a huge judgment debt. Must proceed.
Yes.
Must proceed to perform them. Perform which one? Exhibit V.
The Attorney General.
And in Exhibit V, there is LC.
You are being so rowdy. I don't think.
My Lord, it's not allowing me to talk. It's just tackling me here. No one is helping me here. It's not allowing me to follow to answer his question, my Lord. And no one is helping me.
Mr. Jagba, who told you?
He's just here heckling me, not allowing me to answer questions.
So we all managed to watch it today. It happened live. It was streamed. Can't catch seat the Chief Justice. But the man who was in court for us joins me in the studio, Latif Idris. So when do you guys know that this was going to be streamed live?
Yeah, so if you were following us live on My Jaw Online, you would notice that we put out there that the judge, the lead counsel for the parties had all gone into conclave. So when they came out, that was the announcement that we are going to share a live video link so you can also share with whoever is outside the courtroom to monitor us live. So that was when we got to know that the request as put forth by Dr. Casey Latu-Forson to the Chief Justice had been granted and that the the proceedings were going to be live.
So if you were not on MindJoyOnline.com today, you missed a lot, because we were, as even before it was streamed live, we were actually doing live text from the court.
Correct.
Bullet by bullet, blow by blow, minute by minute. And then this was actually a Zoom link that was shared. It only could take 500 people. So you could imagine the frustration when we're trying to get in there and it was already full. You're waiting, hoping that somebody will drop out and then you can get in. And yes, we got it on the Join You channel, so we all watched it. It was, as you just listened to that, except there, pretty tense at moments. What was the AG's main focus today as he wrapped up his cross-examination?
So AG, the Attorney General, Godfred Eboah-Damin, relied heavily on letters that were written to Big C by the former health minister, Alex Segbefia, and Sherry Ayite. These letters, according to the Attorney General, sought to suggest that government of Ghana was at the time pulling out of the contract between Big C and GOG. So in one of the letters read by, the Attorney General asked Richard Jakwa to read, portions of that letter stated that Alex Segbefia had written to Big C, Sherry Ayite had written to Big C, impressing on them to stop converting the Sprinter buses into ambulances. That's one of the letters that Attorney General relied on. Richard Jakwa, in his response, says that the health minister at the time didn't have the power to come through with that letter, because the Attorney General at the time had given a legal advice telling MMDAs that you cannot do without seeing through this particular contract, because if you did, you are going to incur some judgment debt to the state. And so all other letters that were written by Alex Segbefia and Sherry Ayite, according to Richard Jakwa, were irrelevant, because the advice or the legal advice as given by the Attorney General at the time supersedes all other letters, because he made a categorical statement that failure to go through with this contract would cause Ghana some financial loss, or you would have to pay some judgment debt. And so make sure that you see through with this particular contract, which he referred to as Exhibit V, which was the contract signed between the government of Ghana and Big C. Mm.
Let's focus on this issue about the financial loss itself, which is really at the heart of this. And it boils down, listening today, what was happening to, were the ambulances that you spent 2.3 million euros on, were they fit for purpose? And that was something that the AG probed quite hard today.
Yes, correct. So this has come up before when Richard Jakwa was cross-examined by lawyer for Casey Latofosin. And he made the point that the buses, as they were brought into Ghana, were not supposed to be used as ambulances. Portions of the contract, the clauses which we read in court, states that government of Ghana will go ahead and clear the Sprinter buses as they were brought in, go ahead and clear the accessories as they were brought in at the port, and then Big C will be notified. Big C will then send experts to Ghana to fix the accessories in the Sprinter buses, train paramedics, and then at that point, the ambulance will be complete. It will then be handed over to the government of Ghana before it is commissioned and used as ambulances. So in responding to that question, Richard Jakwa said that there was no handing over of ambulances to the government of Ghana to begin with. So what was inspected by the former health minister, Ajima Menu, I remember I was part of the team that visited that facility where we inspected those buses, and it was on Top Story, if I recall correctly. So he says they were not in the custody of the government of Ghana at the time. They were supposed to be kept at a safe place under warranty, and that if government of Ghana had used the ambulance, had moved the Sprinter buses, that warranty would have expired and it would have occasioned some cost to government. And so to argue that you shipped in something that was not fit for purpose is a non-starter, according to Richard Jakwa, because the Sprinter buses, as they were brought in, were not supposed to be touched by the government of Ghana. Pack it, we will install the accessories, train your paramedics, and then hand over to you before you can go ahead and use it as ambulances.
And right after the court, which really now becomes the scene for a lot of the claims and counterclaims, even sometimes more explosive than what happens in the court, we heard the Deputy Attorney General, Tian Yubua, now address the subject. And for him, they have established the case.
Oh, yeah.
That the ambulances were vans,
yeah,
and not ambulances. Listen to him.
And monies were paid.
So you would have rather government of Ghana incurred the judgment debt that was pending if we had not gone through with this agreement?
What's the guarantee that it was going to be a judgment debt?
It was captured in the AG's advice.
The AG's advice was to the effect that they must go by the dictates of the contract.
Part of which says that if you don't comply,
the AG's advice, you have no problem with it. It was properly given, but they were advised to go by the dictates of the contract. What were the dictates? Supply ambulances. Did you go by that? So I'm not being judgmental, but look at that's it. The contract was about how they were supposed to pay. Did they comply with it? I'm not going to be judgmental. So these are some issues in court that the court definitely make a pronouncement on. So I'm not going to give.
Okay. So in totality of the evidence that the cross examination that you have conducted of Mr. Jakpa, how would you rate your case on a scale of 1 to 10, probably?
We have done our side of the matter. And we think what we have done so far is to our satisfaction. We're now going to leave it to the judge. In our addresses, we highlight the salient areas for the judge's consideration.
Thank you. You tried to question Richard Jacques' claim of being released honorably the other day. How do you find him as a witness to you, prospectively?
Richard Jacques is an ex-serviceman. He was in the witness box, just like any other person. He gave his evidence in chief. We cross-examined him. We came out with documents that we had on him. I will end it here.
He said the documents you procured are fraudulent and the coat of arms is doctored because the wings are broken. So how do you respond to that?
So if you make an allegation that something is fraudulent, who bears the burden to produce evidence? Jakpa. Maybe he will call the military people and say that this document is fraudulent, but as far as you are concerned, it's a genuine document, authentic document that we procure from the military high command, and we've tendered it.
So Richard Jakpa is addressing the media. We will just get a bit of Richard Jakpa.
And indeed, you managed to get Richard Jakpa. Now, tell me, we've just had the Deputy Attorney General there give their own assessment of their performance.
Yes.
What was Jakpa's assessment of the cross-examination and his own performance?
Jakpa didn't rate his own performance. He says that lies in the bottom of the trial judge. But to rate the attorney generals as a department, Godfred Yeboah Adame, Yvonne Atukra, and then Alfred Tia Yeboah, he says he will score them 3/10.
Oh, their cross-examination is, I don't even know how to describe it. It's just below the bar. Is below the bar. They were legally incompetent. They lack below the bar. What I'm trying to tell that they were legally incompetent, very inept at arguing their case. You were in court. You saw that he was bringing documents and he was even confused. He didn't even understand that there is an LC account in the bank. And the LC is established from the account of the bank, from an account of the LC. So there's difference between 15 and over million and 3.9 billion, which was meant for the first 50 tranche, which came from the ministry. And the man was telling the court that debit and credit balance, which was open and closed, and the charges in the bank, that was the LC. That is completely, it's just pathetic. And we were there and I had to educate him that, my brother, that is the accounts of the LC. But the LC that the Minister of Finance signed was 3.95 million euros. Understand my point? That is 1/4 of the money that was in the open balance. That is over 15 million euros. So the real LC was the 3.95 million euros, which at the back of the page, you have the condition precedent. But on the opening balance, there's no condition precedent because it was just the Ghana International Bank opening the LC account for all the 15 million euros for the 200. And out of it, they removed the 50 cost of the ambulances for the next LC of 3.9. And this attorney general, he cannot decipher. He can't even interpret common LC documents. And I on the audio that I released, you realize I educated him on the LC. And I was expecting that today he would have come well informed, even get consultants to school him proper. But he still came there and came and repeated the same ignorance. And I have to point it out to him again.
From where?
Maybe just a scale from
scale of 1 to 10.
1 to 10. I'll give the attorney general 3.
3?
Yeah, 3 over
3
10.
Out of 10.
3 out of 10. Mm-hmm. That would be 3. Yeah. I'll give him 3 out of 10.
Well, Latif, so that's his assessment of the AG's performance.
Correct.
There. You got an exclusive interview with him after he addressed the media there, yeah. And he raised further issues.
Yeah, he raised issues about how he's been treated by the court and the trial judge. We could take a listen.
You know why I'm saying it's not, it can't be below the belt? Because nations have disappeared on this earth because they couldn't defend their liberty. Majority of the conflict and wars in this world is because of liberty. Even the independence of Ghana was fought and people died because we were fighting for our liberty. So liberty is at the core of human existence. So when you attack an innocent person's liberty and you want to take it away from him and jail him unjustly, there's nothing that is below the belt. Okay. All cards are on the table.
Okay, thank you.
So that's Richard Japa. He is the third accused in the ongoing ambulance procurement trial.
So again, that there is Richard Jekpa, and we understand that he believes he's been treated unfairly, and he has also filed some process with the Chief Justice, from what he says.
Yes.
To you all.
No, so it's something is already written to the Chief Justice and copied the trial judge herself about how he's been treated by the court and the judge. He believes he's not been treated fairly by the trial judge, and he believes that from how he's gone back and forth and with some of the interventions by the trial judge, even when he's been cross-examined by the attorney general, representative, including Tia Yeboah, Yvonne Atokra, and Godfrey Yeboah Dami, he believes that the judge has treated him like a convict, even before the final determination of the case is made.
Let's talk about the NDC. They were in court today, were they not? And as we know, a parliament almost doesn't work until this case is over. Today, you also spoke to the National Communications Office of the NDC, who was in court, also addressing, giving you his perspective from the point of view of the party.
Yeah. So Sami Genfi, he expresses surprise about some of the questions put to Richard Jakwa by the Attorney General. He thinks as an Attorney General, he should have known better and prepared better before coming to the court to put such questions to Richard Jakwa.
Credit. Suggesting that letters of credit constitute advance payment. And Jakwa educated him that every letter of credit contains condition precedence. One of it is the point of negotiation. And the point of negotiation for this one was a Jebel Ali port in Dubai. So you can't say that if you see a provision in the contract that says that payment shall only be made on site of goods, then it means that on site of goods means when you see the goods at Tema port. When, as an attorney general, you are supposed to read these simple things and know that the negotiation point is the Jebel Ali port in Dubai. So once it is shipped from there, and Big C received the bill of lading documentations, and that is it. They have met the condition precedence. Another ignorance of the Attorney General.
Let's bring in lawyer Samson Lada, you and your colleague here also been following this very closely. Samson, let's start with the live streaming of this trial. Quite different from what we've been used to, even in the anti-gay bill case before the Supreme Court, where, of course, they allow the cameras in so we can cover it ourselves. In this case, they decided to use a Zoom link that you can log in wherever you are and watch. What's your comment on that?
I think the decision is good. It helps for the transparency that has been sought so that people can follow and also be able to make their minds on what is going on and not simply rely on what journalists will report or what the lawyers after court may be talking about. Because of the sensitive nature of this matter, the accusations that it is deliberate in persecuting rather than a prosecution in good faith on the basis of clear wrongs that may have been committed against the Republic in respect of the 2.4 million euros at stake. So it's good.
And then we're now seeing both sides after court making pronouncements that appear to be very germane to the case itself. And both the accused, the Attorney General's office, everybody's pronouncing verdict on how they perform, how they had to perform. Is that even allowed in a case like this?
No, I think the issue about the performance, it's neither here nor there. And it does not impinge on the trial itself. I don't actually see that getting any close to contempt, because it's just people assessing themselves on their performance, which is completely irrelevant to the substantive matter itself and how the evidence will be assessed at the end of the day. But we have been at this since when? The case was filed in the court in December of 2021, and then it commenced in January 17 of 2022, and we are still here. I still have been asking myself the question, did we need to go through all of this if indeed and in fact there was an offer, a settlement offer of 2 million euros for a 2.4 million euro matter, and even the claim that offer was later enhanced in an attempt of a plea bargain or a settlement and it was still rejected. It's a lot of expense we are going through, state resources, which appears to me could have been terminated at the very point where money in excess of 2 million was offered in that regard. But, well, we are here, so let's see how it goes. It doesn't look like it's going to terminate anytime soon. After the ruling on the submission of no case on the 30th of March 2023, the first accused, Atufor Singh, commenced opened this case and also finished. And then this third accused was going through the cross-examination, and then we later discovered what the judge had called the tangential issue, suggested maybe a tangential issue that came up as to the secret tape and the questions about the conduct of the Attorney General, then took a different turn. Well, the Attorney General just finished his cross-examination. That means he is now going to do his own. And from what we are seeing and the questions that are coming up, I think we have an idea that there are so many witnesses that he is going to call, in excess of 8 witnesses or so, including the Speaker of Parliament, who was Minister of Health at the time, Alex Segbefia, who also became Health Minister, Kweku Ajimamenu, all sorts of people. So it doesn't look like this is going to end anytime soon.
Indeed, Samson, thank you very much. And to that question, really, Latif, what next?
So what next is for Big C. So Big C, evidence will be taken from Big C. You know, Big C is a Dubai-based business. So they are unable to come to Ghana for cross-examination. So there will be a live video link between Big C and the court on the 11th of July. It will either happen at the Supreme Court building or within the same court complex, the Financial and Economic Court. That is what we have next on the table. But before that, the judge had asked Thaddeus Sory, who is lawyer for Richard Jakpa, whether he intends to carry through with his re-examination of the witness, which he waived. So that has been passed.
Okay. Thank you very much, Latif. And you can catch details of this and watch this also on Joy Prime. It's at 7, but you can check it out on our many social media platforms. Also, if you missed out on that live stream today in that very tense, explosive cross-examination of Richard Jakpa by the state prosecutors led by the Attorney General himself that ended today.
Send them, you get them. I get them, I send them.
I get them,
I pay them.
Telecell cash.
I get them, I pick them.
Telecell cash.
You get them,
I send them.
Telecell cash.
I send them, you get them.
Telecell cash.
I get them,
I buy them, I take them.
I pay them, I send them.
Telecell cash. Telecell Cash.
Experience the ultimate convenience of sending money on Telecell Cash. Sending money from Telecell Cash to Telecell Cash is free. You can also make payments to merchants on all networks. Enjoy best value and total security with Telecell Cash.
Telecell, connecting energies.
What is football? I elevated Inter to the pinnacle of European football by winning the treble. I beat the unbeatable Barcelona with Real Madrid, breaking all records on the way. I filled the hearts of the Romans with joy after winning their first European title. I am relentless. I am ambition. I am a winner. I am Jose Mourinho. I am football.com.
Place your bets now.
It's time to shop, smile, and repeat. Yes, shop, smile, and repeat. Get value for your money with Extra when you shop from Compu Ghana Prime Week Promo. Get prices on premium brands like Samsung, LG, Sigma, TCL, Sony, Lenovo, Tecno, and many more. Don't miss out on the biggest sale of the month. Visit your nearest Compu Ghana showroom this week and buy all your laptops, printers, TVs, home theaters, and more. You can also shop online at www.compuGhana or call 0302 752020. CompuGhana Prime Week. Shop, smile, and repeat.
Live on Joy 99.7 FM here in Accra, and Kumasi on Love 99.5 FM, also on myjoyonline.com. Good evening and welcome to Newsnight. Tonight, Chief Justice Getrude Tokono recommends to President Akufo-Addo to nominate five judges, including the current judge presiding over the Atuforsen trial, Justice Ifeah Sari-Boche, and four others to the Supreme Court. We have details of that.
Also tonight, controversial airline to regulate prices of cement laid, as minority say the airline will no longer regulate prices, but mandate price reporting.
The whole element has been taken out. And if that is the case, Mr. Speaker, the advice is that it's no longer a controversial issue, so it can go.
But not all members on the minority side are happy about the decision.
Some of us were against it, and we're still against it.